Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of SGI's 10 Minute Lesson Series, where we'll be looking at the area of refundable tax credits. My name is Eamon Murphy, and I'm Economic and Social Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. And while many of the other podcasts in our library are a chance to listen back to some of our best seminars, or to listen to interviews on different topical issues, the purpose of the 10 Minute Lesson Series is to educate and inform listeners on a particular policy area, giving a brief overview of the topic. The first episode in the 10 Minute Lesson Series was an introduction to basic income, the what, the why, and the how. And episode 2 looked at poverty in Ireland, how it's measured, why it's measured, and what the current numbers and trends look like. You can download and listen to these episodes from the same platform in which you're listening now. So let's get started with refundable tax credits, beginning with what they are. Everyone in paid work in Ireland has tax credits. I have them, Leo Varadkar has them, Gardaí, nurses, teachers, tech workers, the person behind the counter in your local shop. Whether working full-time or part-time, everyone with a paid job has tax credits. The majority of people with a job have tax credits worth €3,300 a year. These tax credits are of value because if you earn enough income in your job to pay income tax, your tax credits are used to reduce the amount of tax that you pay. When your tax bill is being calculated, your employer will apply the 20% and 40% income tax rates as relevant to whatever income you have. Once your tax bill has been calculated, your tax credits are deducted from that bill to reduce the final amount of tax that you pay. So for this year, 2019, if you're a single person and you earn €35,300 or less, you pay 20% of your income in tax, less the amount of tax credits. If you earn more than €35,300, you pay 20% up until €35,300, and then 40% on whatever you earn above that. And again, whatever your tax bill is, your tax credits, your €3,300, are taken from that to reduce the amount of tax that you pay. So say that after applying the relevant tax rates, your tax bill comes to €8,000 for the year. Your €3,300 in credits is simply taken from that €8,000, bringing your tax bill down to €4,700. So that's how they work. However, if you're on a low income and you don't earn enough to use up all of your tax credits, the unused part is lost. You get no benefit from it. Just say, for example, your tax bill for the year is €2,500 and you've got €3,300 in tax credits. Now you've got €800 in credits that's unused and of no use to you. Making tax credits refundable means that the leftover or unused part of your credits would be given to you at the end of the year as a cash payment. So in the example I've just given you, where you've got a tax bill for the year of €2,500 and you've got €3,300 in tax credits, you'd get €800 in cash at the end of the year from the Revenue Commissioners. There are other credits you can apply for above this usual €3,300, but let's not complicate things for now. For more information on different types of tax credits, you should search the website of the Revenue Commissioners. It's www.revenue.ie or the Citizens Information Board. www.citizensinformation.ie. But these 3,300 of credits are the only ones we're proposing to make refundable. It might interest you to know that the income you have to earn in a year to use up all those €3,300 in credits is €16,500 a year. So that's what they are. Now to the why. Why are refundable tax credits a good idea? Well, for a start, they act as a cash top-up for low-income workers. This would mean that there would be a small but important improvement in the circumstances of people who work very hard for very low incomes. This is a pretty big issue in Ireland. Despite the jobs growth of the last few years, we shouldn't forget that there are plenty of low-income workers out there who never saw any of the boom but felt quite a lot of the bust. For years, every year, there have been more than 100,000 people in Ireland recorded as having a job but still living below the poverty line. Many people think that having a job automatically means you're no longer poor. But for over 100,000 workers, this just isn't the case. The job must be a well-paid job, but we know that these can be sometimes hard to come by. So people in precarious work, for example, those on zero-hour contracts, will likely stay part of the 5% of people with jobs who are living below the poverty line. These people are known as the working poor. Dealing with the issue of the working poor means looking for specific solutions to support these 100,000 plus people with a job living below the poverty line to move out of poverty. Making tax credits refundable should be part of these solutions. And until government makes tax credits refundable, it will not be able to fully deal with the issue of the working poor. Refundable tax credits also mean that taking up low-paid employment would be incentivised, as it would be better rewarded. A low-paid job would look a lot more appealing and a lot more workable if there's a little extra money to cover the additional costs that come with employment. For example, travelling to work, lunches, childcare costs. These are all costs that can sometimes put people off taking low-paid work. Making tax credits refundable would also mean that come budget time in October, the government is in a better position to change the income tax system in a fairer way. Tax credits are a useful way for government to change the amount of tax that people pay. Government can cut the amount of income tax that people pay by increasing the amount of the tax credits, and increase the amount of tax people pay by reducing the amount of the credits. The problem is that unless the credits are refundable, they don't affect everybody equally. That's because at the moment, without refundable tax credits, if you're earning a low income, you don't earn enough to use up all your credits, you're not going to benefit from any increase to those credits either. If we had refundable tax credits, any increase to tax credits would be of equal benefit to all employees, not just those on higher wages. After the introduction of refundable tax credits, all subsequent increases in the level of the tax credits will be of equal value to all employees. The only people who would benefit from refundable tax credits are people in low-paid jobs. We know this because you use up all of your tax credits if you earn €16,500 a year or more. So the only people who would get the refund are those who earn less than €16,500. To put that in context, if you're on the minimum wage, you'd have to work 32 hours a week for a full year to earn €16,500. It's not a lot of money, so only people on low pay would benefit. So the main benefits of refundable tax credits are that everyone with a job would benefit from their full tax credit, as opposed to now, where some low-paid people don't get the full value. Government would have a way to deal with the problem of the working poor, which is something it doesn't have at the moment. That it would give low-income workers a bit more cash at the end of the year. That it would be an added incentive to take up low-paid employment, as a refundable tax credit would be a cash top-up to normal pay. And all income tax changes made through the tax credit system and the government's budget each year would be felt equally by every employee. Overall, it would make the tax system fairer, and there would be no extra cost to employers. So that's the what and the why of refundable tax credits, but what would the effect be? Well, a few years ago, Social Justice Ireland published a study on refundable tax credits called Building a Fairer Tax System, The Working Poor and the Cost of Refundable Tax Credits. In it, we identified 113,000 low-income workers who would benefit from refundable tax credits. And when children and other adults in the house were taken into account, the total number of people who would benefit from the system would be 240,000. The total cost to government would be €140 million. This might sound like a lot of money, but when compared to a total government budget of €70 billion every year, it's quite doable, and just think of the positive effects. To be sure that this system would benefit the people it's intended for, our study suggested a few conditions. Among them, that tax credits cannot be carried forward. You get a refund of the unused amount of your tax credits for that year only. You must have been in a paid job during that year and have earned a certain minimum amount from that job. You must also have built up a minimum number of weekly PRSI payments, or PRSI stamps as they were once called. Our suggestion is that the minimum income should be between €4,000 and €5,000 a year, with a minimum of 40 PRSI payments showing 40 weeks of work. The main thing is that the numbers chosen should be enough to display a strong connection to regular work and the labour market. Refundable tax credits are not intended for students working summer jobs, or someone working a handful of short-term contracts throughout the year, or the spouses of company directors hired for a couple of hours a week just to avail of this refund. Refundable tax credits are intended to give a small cash top-up to people who spend the majority of the year in low-paid work, and to give the government a way to give income tax reductions, or indeed increases, in a way where all employees are affected equally. So just to reiterate, at the time of our study, which is available on our website, www.socialjustice.ie, we estimated that almost 113,000 low-income workers would get a cash payment. Some 240,000 individuals overall, all of whom are living in low-income households, would experience an increase in income as a result of the introduction of refundable tax credits. Two out of every five households who would benefit are living below the poverty line at the moment. And the majority of the refunds would be worth less than €50 per week, with the most common payment being somewhere in the region of €15 to €20 a week. One criticism I've heard of refundable tax credits is that It's just another welfare increase. It should be clear that that's not what it is at all, as by definition, all recipients must be in paid employment for most of the year. What refundable tax credits are is an efficient way of giving small cash top-ups to people who spend the majority of the year working in low-paid employment. Once adopted, a system of refundable tax credits would result in all future changes in tax credits being experienced equally by all employees in society. Such a move would be a significant step in the direction of building a fairer tax system. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this podcast useful. As I mentioned, our study on refundable tax credits is called Building a Fairer Tax System, The Working Poor and the Cost of Refundable Tax Credits, and it's available on our website, www.socialjustice.ie. Check back here soon for more 10-minute lessons.